We're actually going to do the same theme as last week. It's actually the same theme as the previous weeks. That the way we identify with Gula is through changing our perspective about the past, right? That's very, very clear. And we said it many times. And now, this is what the point from this maimer we had, Ishiki Sezriya, that's the point I tried to bring up from that maimer. We'll get back to it, Bezaz Hashem. But anyways, let's go today, following on what we had spoken.
Wait, can I ask a question about that?
Please do. Let's go.
Yeah. No, because I'm saying, like, you know, coming up to Yud Beis Tammuz.
Yeah.
So there was a clear, like, new development.
What did that? What do you mean?
By that time. So what
The point is, I don't know why it's a shkach process to bring in Yud Beis Tammuz. But the best example, the real example of this is Yud Beis Tammuz. In other words, the way the word Rebbe interprets in Yud Beis Tammuz is exactly what we're going to be discussing now. And it's best. In other words, Rebbe applies it to manyness. You know, the Rebbe, when there's a musik, the Rebbe starts applying it everywhere. But the place where he consistently applies it to, which Pashu Bekashim, as you see, it's also the perfect description, is Yud Beis Tammuz. We're going to get to it, right? So that's it. Fine. It's very good. So now, let us just continue with this here. So now, let's go back to what we discussed last week. This was the Sicha Pashas Kerech last week, right? So I don't have the paper. I can't look at the paper because if I look at the paper,
it'll still record. It should still record.
No, it stops recording by me. That's why
it does.
We'll check it out. Let me just check it out right now. Come on, let's go. We'll do it right now. Let me do it again. 1 second. Let's go.
Just press the home button.
No, 1 second. Fine. Now, we'll see. I'm not sure if it's recording or not. It shouldn't.
On the
top,
it should say that yeah. It has a microphone thing.
Yes. Let's go. I don't know what. Let's see again. But right now, I can tell you. No, it's recording. Wonderful. You're right. Okay, it does record. Amazing. Good. Fine. So now. Okay, here we are on the top. Right, so here we're going back to this thing of Kerach. Now, here, exactly, Kerach is actually related to Gimel Tammuz. Yeah, that sifra is all about Gimel Tammuz. So anyways, it's just, but we're going to get to Yud Beis Tammuz Mamish also. So now here, what happens here, the Rebbe takes this ness of Shemesh given Doiv. The Rebbe discusses there's several nesim, right? But the ness which he discusses, that's the most astounding ness, is the one of Shemesh given Doim. It's the easiest to use as an example, because it's very astounding. Now, the Rebbe says, there's two ways we can understand Shemesh given Doim. One way is that only the sun stopped, or the other way is that the whole solar system stopped. And the Rebbe says, there's an advantage, the Rebbe's conclusion on lines 8 to 10, his conclusion is that the whole system stopped. Why? Because if you say the whole system stopped, then the sun was in coordination with the rest of the system. So the fact that the sun stopped did not break the Teva so much. This is what the Rebbe says in the Sicha. Now, this is one of the points we have to get here. This Sicha of Kerach, this Sicha is, there's another Sicha which I'm going to quote, which right after that, the Sicha of Pashas Miket Tov Shin Nun, which is very, the theme of both Sichas, talking about different nisim, but Islam is the whole theme of the sif, both sifas run almost parallel. It's very, 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 very close, the same idea. Anyways, so here, the Rebbe is saying, you should know there's two ways how to understand Shemesh be given doim. One way we broke the Teva, one way it didn't break the Teva. So first of all, we have to understand Shemesh be given doim, whatever way you take it, is a pure ness, right? So the example of that is, would be, from this other sicha, with Rebbe does the same thing as we're going to see soon in a minute, with the Neiros Chanukah. So the Rebbe has many places, the Rebbe discusses different levels of nisim. The example of a nes, which is totally above Teva, which is totally unrelated to Teva, would be Neiros Chanukah, right? So in that sicha there, Parshim, Kates, Tov, Shenun, the Rebbe is going to do the same thing we did in our sicha here, Parshas Kerach, and he's going to tell us as a way of interpreting Neiros Chanukah, it had a shaykhus to Nes, more shaykhus or less shaykhus. We understand Neiros Chanukah is always assumed to be a total Nes, no Teva. That is, Neiros Chanukah is Nes. Here the Rebbe is telling us, he's putting in, the Rebbe is inserting an aspect of Teva in Neiros Chanukah. So the same thing the Rebbe is doing here with Shemesh given Doim, Shemesh begiven doim, the Rebbe brings in the sikh from the Lashon HaRabag, Shemesh begiven doim is a total ness, is a test, we call it the radical ness, it's a ness which outdoes all the nisim which we, it says it outdoes the nisim of Moshe Rabbeinu, Kriyas Yamsuf, all of that. That is, Shemesh begiven doim is a pure, a total ness. Here the Rebbe is telling us, you should know, there's two ways of explaining Shemesh begiven doim, and if you say the whole system would stop, then it comes out as the sun was in line with the Teva. And so therefore, it was a line in Teva, therefore it didn't break the Teva so much. So we have before approaching, we have to understand the Rebbe is actually going against the regular rules here in the Sikha. We put it in these words, the Rebbe is going against the regular rules of Ness and Teva, because Shemesh given to him should be considered a Ness and not as Teva at all. And the Rebbe is breaking this rule, and it's telling us now, okay, it depends how you understand Shemesh given to you. So just to understand this, let's take the Sikha, let's go down to the lines 11 to 20, right? Here you have the Sikha of Hanukkah, where the Rebbe is saying, Shabbos Pasim Kate, Top Shinon, where the Rebbe says that whenever Hashem does a Nes, in order the Nes should be, He does it b'derech ha-teva. So now I'm not going to read everything here. We just go to from lines, what he says over here on lines 15 to 17. There's two explanations how to understand the Nes of Neder Chanukah. If the Kamas was affected or the Echos were affected, Kamas means that each night the Shemen grew again, expanded again. It burnt out till the end and it sort of grew back to be a Chatzilug again. Or we're going to say that each night only 1/8 burnt, and that would be the echos of the Shemin change, right? So the Rebbe says here, this is in the end of line 17, the Rebbe actually says, read the way it was Shemin Zayis Tivi, so therefore it had the shakas to Nes, to Teva, right? You see that, right?
Wait.
On 9:17, it's Shemin Zayis Tivi. The Nes.
Shemin Zayis Tivi.
It was just an additional quality. He was saying it's additional quality. So we must understand that the regular way Neder Chanukah is understood as a Nes. There's no such a thing as saying Neder Chanukah is Teva. Not only that, in some sikhs, the Rebbe says very clearly, if you say the quantity actually was changed, it would be even a greaterness. Okay, but let's leave that out.
Wait, what is this? Aizah Adlov before a young B'Shem and Tidi Mamish?
This is what the point I want to get to. From 18 to 20. Okay. Now, in our order 40, here the Rebbe comes at another thing. Now you have to listen. This is brought out here very clear in these lines here. Here the Rebbe tells us, you know, there's two ways of explaining Shemin Zayit, the Ness of Neder Chanukah. So therefore, either way you could say it was related to Teva. Okay. Here comes it. This is just to prove the point very clearly. Here comes the Rebbe says, you know, there's a third way of explaining the Neder Chanukah. This third way happens to be unique to the Rebbe. It's the Rebbe's Mahalach. It's the Rebbe's, whatever, the Rebbe's Chiddush. What did he say? How was Neder Chanukah? So you have to hear it. Because this is like mind-boggling. The snare burnt, and then it wasn't consumed, right? So the Rebbe is saying the same thing with Neder Chanukah. The candles burnt, and the fire was, let's say, absorbing, was it devouring and absorbing the oil, and the oil was devoured, and it did not diminish. You know, you know what he's saying, something in, what's it called, an oxymoron, that word? It defies logic. In other words, when there's discussion of Ness, so there's the side of the Chokhmah, different categories of Nisim. So there is this opinion which says, Nimnam and Nois is impossible. You know, it's because you're just playing around with your own words. You're not talking about a certain scenario. You're just conflicting yourself. So here the Rebbe is saying, okay, so now this here, and these lines here, the Rebbe is referring to his Shitta about Neder Chanukah. Nimnam Nois. So look at the Rebbe says it. Now look at this twist. If you're going to say it was Nimnam Nois, the Rebbe doesn't use the word, so that's what the Rebbe is referring to, then it first cause was Shemen Tivi. Why? because the oil was completely full. You know, it was mamish in its state, and its state. It was, okay. So now, what the point is? This brings out the point very clearly. That what the Rebbe is doing, here.
Wait, hold on. Could you just clarify this point? How is it Shemin Tibi if it did not?
Because. You must understand. But the Rebbe said before, when the Kamas was added, or the quantity was added, there's a bit of the Rebbe's a quality or the quantity, right? So the Rebbe, there was a bit of a, the Rebbe was, I don't know how you call it, is like playing games over here. Why? Because if you have the quantity changing or the quality added, that is, in our normal, regular human terms, that is not called Shemin Tibi. Okay? But the Rebbe says, so the Rebbe's telling you, no, it was oil. It was olive oil, right? It was olive oil. Either way, it was olive oil. So that is Shemin Tibi, okay? So the Rebbe's overstepping boundaries here and telling us that is Shemin Tibi. Just once, I want to get to it. Here, based on this is what brings out the point here, and this last thing what the Rebbe says, based on the Rebbe goes one step further. If you say it was Nimna HaMenayis, then the Shemin never diminished, I guess, that's what it means, it never diminished. So it was the actual Shemin, which was always there, remained. How it could have happened is impossible, because if it remained, it was not consumed, so the fire was not burning on oil. It was burning on some other power. No, it had to be burning on oil. Apiyalach has to be oil burning. So this was Nimna HaMenayis, the fire was burning. Using the oil wasn't consumed. This is pure, in human standards, pure, it's a contradiction of words. You're not talking about scenario, which is impossible to happen. You're just contradicting yourself. That's what it is, right? So now the Rebbe is saying, Rebbe has no problem with the Hashem can do anything. Okay, he can make this contradiction also. He made this contradiction. When Hashem makes this contradiction, that would be Shem. That would be more teva than in the other two descriptions of Neris Hanukkah.
What's the difference between the quality and the Rebbe's?
Do you know what? Let's not try to understand it, because we understand, because this is ultimately, we have to get, we're going to try to take it apart. We'll never get to it. And the best thing is to understand this that you're talking about the impossible. And the Rebbe doesn't. So the point is what we're trying to get to. Let's go back to Shemin Given Doim. The Rebbe is talking about a scenario which totally defies Teva, right? So according to normal Chassidus, the way the Rebbe would discuss it anywhere else, this is not Teva, right? It's not. Fine. Here, and it's in other places, the Rebbe wants to bring out a certain point and get to our Veda, which we're going to get to, right? So what the Rebbe does is by changing our understanding, our standard human understanding of Torah in general, where this is always termed as a pure ness, and it's purely a ness. No, the Rebbe is going to show us as an aspect of Teva there. So the first thing we have to understand, the Rebbe is now assuming the impossible. Because Hashem can do the impossible, okay. So the impossible is assumed. The impossible doesn't have to be explained. We're assuming that the impossible can be done. The impossible can be done. Okay. Now, the impossible can be done. The Shemesh stops, or the whole system stops. Once we've assumed the impossible, we can say, if the whole system stops, it would be more in coordination with the rest of the world, because the whole system is in coordination with each other. Once we're assuming the impossible, you can come now with the Rebbe's argument and say that the whole system stopping was more teva. Or you can say when the Nimna HaMenayis, that was more teva. Why? Even though the scenario we describe is totally impossible. No, because once we've accepted this scenario can happen. So now, once we've accepted that, okay, here this is Tivis Dika oil. It has not been affected at all by the candle, even though the candle is burning it and using it and consuming it. It's not affected at all. So that would be natural Shem. What we're doing here, the Rebbe is assuming the impossible. Put it this way, the Rebbe is assuming Atzmus, prime impossible, which is impossible. And therefore, he says, based on that, you have his explanation. Okay, this is related to Teva. Do you follow me here? This is a bit hard.
I don't just, how, do you say that it's Shemen Tivi?
Yeah.
If it was not Nechzer.
So, you know what, Yeshua, I'm happy you say you don't understand it, and this is the point. And let's remain that. The Rebbe says it, because now we're going to take it to everywhere else where we see the Rebbe saying this, but our avoider, and we'll understand what the Rebbe is saying. Okay? Later on, you'll be able to learn, you'll be able to go, we'll chew it over, you'll go over it again and again. Here, the Rebbe is saying it. Okay, fine? Once we know the Rebbe is saying it, now we can know what we're talking about. So, Rebbe Dovid, we'll go over here. We're going to do it very quickly. So now, the thing will, we had this last week, we discussed about the sun stopping, two ways of explaining the sun stop. One, but only the sun stopped, or the other one is the whole system stopped. And the Rebbe says if the whole system stopped, that would be more, the sun would be in line with the rest of the solar system, so that would be more Teva. So what we're trying to bring out now is, what the Rebbe is doing here, and this is, we have the second example, which we can't go into with you because it's going to take too long. What we're saying here is the Rebbe's take this thing of a sense sun stopping in the worlds of the Rabag is a bigger ness than all the nissim that Moshe did. Okay, it's a pure ness. The categories of nissim, some nissim are closer to Teva, some nissim are further from Teva. Some nisim are clearly defy Teva. Kriyas Yamsuf defies Teva. Neilus Chanukah defies Teva. This Shemesh B'Given Doim is defying Teva on the highest level, let's say. Right. Here the Rebbe is telling us, no, it depends how you explain the Shemesh B'Given Doim. If you say the whole solar system stop, which that may be even a bigger ness, we discussed it last week already, right? Nevertheless, the Rebbe says, no, because it's in coordination, it wouldn't be, it has, it's in line with Teva. This is what the Rebbe is saying. What the point we're trying to bring out here, the Rebbe is assuming, and this is for our avodah, this is very important. Because what the Rebbe does is, the way Shemesh B'Given Doim is always considered a ness, Neilus Chanukah is always considered a ness, a pure ness. Here the Rebbe is inserting an aspect of Teva in this ness. Inserting an aspect of Teva. Why are they doing it? Because the Rebbe is sort of shifting our understanding, shifting it. Our normal human standards, and the Rebbe is sort of assuming the impossible is possible. The impossible is possible. So what is it? The Shemesh B'Given Doim can stop. Yes, it's possible. Once you assumed the impossible to be possible, now in the two scenarios of the impossible, we can discuss what has more relationship to Teva and what has less relationship to Teva. So we've assumed the impossible is possible, so the Eibishter can stop the whole system, okay? Or he can just stop the sun. Okay, and within these two, when you say he stopped the whole system, that would be more in line with the rest of the world, so that would be more Teva. The point we're trying to bring out over here, that anything the Rebbe is discussing here, in this sikha here, is all presuming that the impossible. It's not like normally when discuss Purim or all the other nisim, we say Nes Merubish Teva. So the net, there was Teva here, right? And the Nes could have had some explanation. Okay, it's astounding, so we realize it's a Nes, but there was some explanation. Here, when the Rebbe is here in this Sikha saying this Nes sort of is in line with Teva, is once we've assumed the impossible, that's when we can go into the Rebbe's discussion, okay? That make sense? Fine. Now let's go to the first one. If we're going to stop here, we will never get anywhere. To understand him, no, it's just from sitting in a few seconds. It's going to take a while. So let's go now to the Chelik Tezayin that explains only the aspect of Nimnon Noyes. He doesn't say it's related to Teva. No, it doesn't say that there. Fine. Now, let's go, just to prove the point a bit further, Rebbe Shul, take lines 24, 25, where this is the end of the Sikh, where the Rebbe says, based on the same thinking, the Rebbe says, so if so, Tchiyas HaMeisim is also Al Pi Teva, okay? You have it there on the last line, 25. Tchiyas HaMeisim, let's not go into the whole explanation. We're going to go into the whole explanation there, but the Rebbe says it's one. The Gemara said that if the Eibishter, he can create someone from nothing to something. We didn't exist. The Eibishter created us. He created us. So once we exist, he can always re-invive us. He can always, be Mechaim Meisim us again. So therefore, based on this Gemara, the Rebbe is saying, okay, so Tchias Meisim is also Alpi Teva. So here the Rebbe is saying Tchias Meisim is Alpi Teva also. Why? Because there's a Gemara which says, the Gemara says it's whatever Sama Meir said, to, I don't remember to who, so he said that if the Eibishter can make someone who never exists, never existed, to come into existence, then of course someone who existed, he can return back to existence. That's what the Gemara says. So the Rebbe says, oh, you see, there's a cult, it's, you see, there's some logical, basis to the idea of Tchis HaMeisim. Okay, so now Tchis HaMeisim also makes sense, al pitava. Now remember, Tchis HaMeisim Bechlal is always like the peak of Yavetz HaMashiach, the Nisim and the Floyds. What is the example of the Nisim and the Floyds, which outdo all Teva completely? That is Tchis HaMeisim. So therefore, here now, all of a sudden, the Rebbe is telling us, no, Tchis HaMeisim is also al pitava. So what the Rebbe is doing is basically the same thing. Once we're assuming the impossible, in the realm of the impossible, you can always discuss what you want. You can say different situations. So here the Rebbe is saying, yes, okay, so Tchis HaMeisim is also al pitava. Let's not stop by Tchis HaMeisim, but we want to get to something else. Let's just move over to the next. We want to get to the Avodah B'Poel, where he says about this chosid, the Bidli Yob, we spoke about last week. That's where we want to get to. So this is connected to what we'd be learning in the Maim and everything. Okay. So now, now let's go on lines here. Here you have another thing here. It's a whole different subject. Something we discussed many times. But here, in this quote is brought out very well. Now look at this. Here, the Rebbe is on line 26 or 27. Here the Rebbe is saying like this. Because the Eibishter created, Koyach Atzmus created Yeshmiayin, right? Koyach Atzmus created Yeshmiayin, right? So the Rebbe says, so therefore, the reason why the Yesha Nivra, referring to us, the reason why we're a Mitzis Amiti, we're a Mitzis Amiti, why could we be created by the Eibishter who is a Mitzis Amiti? Simple, right? You heard of it. It's not the first time you heard of it. Very good. Now, in the footnote over there, there's a very short footnote and explains something which is exactly...
Wait, so like, Orein Soif is not a Metzias Amiti?
In this aspect, this is not what we're discussing here, but yeah, in this thing, there's a certain emes, which says in some Vav, there's a certain emes which there is in Yesh HaNivra, which you wouldn't be able to find in Orein Soif. That's already the Zamach Vav. But we're not discussing Eren Sof. We want to discuss something else over here. In the footnote over here, he brings down this thing of the Eibishter Atzmus being Mahave Yesh HaNivra is something which is discussed a very lot on Chassidus, right? Right? So he says, where is the first place where it's discussed? In the Negeres of Kedish, the Alter Rebbe in the Negeres of Kedish writes, this is the letter the Alter Rebbe wrote before his Astalkes, that the who can create the Yesh? The Yesh feels itself an independent existence. Mitzius imatz musi, I'm independent. Who, the only koyach that create the Yesh and Nivra is the Eibishter, because the Eibishter is a true Mitzius imatz musi. So he can create the Yesh and Nivra to have this feeling of that is what it says in the Geras HaKadosh. So what it says in the Geras HaKadosh is that this koyach comes from the Eibishter. Here we go, here, he brings a mime of the Friedrich Rebbe. We're not focusing on Onus Ruchni.
I'm just asking.
Well, because that's a summer, let's not go into that in this moment.
I'm saying to be able to understand.
So maybe let's take
it. You have to be able to compare it to what
Rabbi Shua, maybe we'll do it from another angle. Maybe it will work. Let's see if it works from another angle. We're doing it from another angle. Okay, let's see. So now, here you have in Tovshin Zion that he brings from the Friedrich Rebbe, that the Friedrich Rebbe adds a certain explanation which is not there in the Alter Rebbe's words, which has the explanation of the Friedrich Rebbe has a very lot of valid meaning to it. What did he say? He says not only we were created by the Eibishter, who he is Mitzus and Atzmus, and he created us. That means we were just created by him. No, he says it's more than that. We in ourselves have this feeling of Mitzvah Simatzmusay. So therefore, we are a dogma of the Eibishter. A dogma, we're an example of the Eibishter. We're an example of this, not the Eibishter, let's put it in his words, We're an example of this aspect of the Eibishter Mitzvah Simatzmusay. And that answers your question. So this is what it says in some of Ki the Oir does not have this thing of being a dogma of Mitzvah Simatzmusay. The Oir is coming from something. where the Yesh and Nivra has this inyan of being Mitzvah Sama Tzmosei. Now, the Oid also has a quality of Mitzvah Sama Tzmosei, but it's not to discuss here. In generally, Oid is stemming from something else. Whereas, we, as far as I
know... Well, I can't, a Mitzvah Amitis stem from something else. And Adarabah.
You skip Mitzvah Amitis now. Just forget about Mitzvah Amitis. These are the Rebbe's words. As we're learning this order, let's not mix in Mitzvah Amitis. Let's take what it says in Egeres HaKadosh. Egeres HaKadosh says that the Mitzvah Sama Tzmosei of the Nivra was created by the Eibshter. That's what it says in Geres HaKadosh. The Friedrich Rebbe adds, you should know, not only it was created by the Koyach Mitzusim Atzmusim of the Eibshter, it also has a certain dogma, similarity to the Mitzusim of the Mitzusim. To the Mitzvah of the Eibshter. So what the Friedrich Rebbe has given us now a certain meaning in our existence, that we have something which is similar. It's not only we were created by the Eibshter, we have in ourselves something which is similar to Mitzvah of the Eibshter. Okay? Now, the Oid does not have this thing. It doesn't have this in it, because the Oid is not it. It's not Mitzvah, it doesn't have it in itself, and we have this example in ourselves. Let's leave it like that, yeah. Now let's go to the Rebbe's words. The Rebbe adds a word here. Now we're going to see this. The Rebbe adds a word here. In the Rebbe's words, it's phrased a bit different. And this, what did the Rebbe say? That this, we are the Mitzvah Matzmusa, our Mitzvah Matzmusa, our feeling of Mitzvah Matzmusa, of Yesh, is MS. The Friedrich Rebbe said, it's a
Friedrich Rebbe.
What?
The Alter Rebbe?
Wonderful. Similarity.
The Alter Rebbe?
Where's
the Friedrich Rebbe?
Tov Shein Zayin. You have them. 28. Line 28.
This is Igeres HaKodesh.
No, continue. Igeres HaKodesh is a simple word. Doesn't quote anything from Igeres HaKodesh. Then you have them continue. Or Ei Barucha Sefer
Mamor.
The Friedrich Rebbe.
The Rebbe is bringing the order from... Okay,
from
yeah,
the... From,
see,
yeah.
Nations that she's housing. Oh, this is the same Sikho.
Now the Rebbe says we are. I mean, now this is the point we're going to get to. This was the same thing we discussed in the Maimon. Take the Rebbe's words here of this Maimon, and take what the Friedrich Rebbe says. You ask yourself, what difference does it make? All the Rebbe is saying something. All the Rebbe said, it's emes. The Friedrich Rebbe said, we are an example of that what the Eibshter has in himself. Comes the Rebbe and says, and that what we have in ourselves, that is emes. What is the Rebbe actually adding? So what is the Rebbe adding? So we had the same thing in this Maim of Ishikis Zazriya, where the Rebbe has his unique way of saying it, and the Chayyim, you can always argue what the Rebbe is adding. So now we already discussed what the Rebbe is adding many times. What is the Rebbe adding? Very simply. What is going to happen in Yemei Mashiach when we're going to see everything is created by Elokus? And we're going to realize that we are also created by Elokus, right? So according to the way the Friedrich Rebbe explains it, if we're only an example of what the Eibshter has in himself, what happens when you have the ultimate truth in front of you? What is the value of the example? The value of example comes minimal, loses its whole value. Why? Here you have the ultimate truth. You have the model of the king, and you have the king himself. When you have the model of the king, and the king's there, what value the model have? What value the picture of the king have when you have the king himself? When you're going to see the Eibshter, we're going to be Moisim Sheikh, we're going to all feel the Eibshter created us. What value is our going to feeling of Mitzusei Matzmusei, the example, the fact we have an example in ourselves of the Eibshter? We now see the ultimate truth. The example is now, okay, it can remain the example, but it's not going to have any significance. So what's going to be the significance of our Metzias, how we know ourselves today? Nothing, almost nothing, let's say. The Rebbe is adding this word MS. It's MS. So what's going to be when Mashiach comes? What's going to be with our Hergesh Metzias and Asmusei? The exact same thing as today. That means, which basically means, just as we know ourselves today, that's how we're going to know ourselves in Mitzvah Mashiach. But why? Because this is Emes. The fact that we are Mitzvah Mashiach is Emes. So Emes, when Mashiach comes, Emes is going to come even more true. So we're going to realize Eibishter made us. How did he make us? He made us as a Mitzvah Samiti of Mitzvah Mashiach. So therefore, what is going to happen in Mitzvah Mashiach, we're just going to add, we're going to have greater awareness. We'll have certain awarenesses which we don't have today. Today we're only aware of about ourselves. We're not aware about the Eibishter so much. Then we're going to be aware also of the Eibishter. But our awareness of ourselves, our own feeling of yeshus is not going to disappear at all. The way we know ourselves, the way I know you, the way we know me, we're going to be the same thing. Rabbi David, yeah. We discussed this many times.
I don't see the connection.
What's the issue? What's the issue?
This connection.
It's just a side point.
It's not a whole thing that you're tying in.
Get back to me after this year. We'll work it through. This is the way many you can learn it. And one of the issues we have today that we just learn these things without really, what were these things said. This is the most, Rebbe's saying here is the most astounding thing here, which is actually related to what we were discussing earlier. But this is what I was saying. It's a Metzias Amiti. If it's a Metzias Amiti, it has a full significance it has today, and it's going to have the same thing in Oso Lavi. It's going to be even more significant. I don't mind taking it apart, but I don't want to do it now. We're going to do it now.
Why are you forced to say that, though?
What do you mean, the what?
Just because it's a
A Metzias Amiti could be a Metzias that
the Avis are actually made, but it covers up over Elikus.
So that's what's currently wonderful. That's what's happening now, right? Now, this, we are aware of ourselves, and the Ibster is sort of, yeah, we know about him, we dumb to him. So that's what we know, that is now. In Moisim Shiach, we're gonna aware that we're Emes and the Ibster's Emes. Why are we Emes? Because the Ibster wanted us to be Emes, okay? Okay. If you have, there's another quote, there's another quote right after this, yeah? From another sikh, which I brought for this purpose, if you want, because this here it's very short. In this minor here, it's very short. You have another quote from Tovshin Memtes. It goes over to the next page where you see it is expounded there. It's expounded on in more words. Here they're saying, okay, you'll take it there. That may, and, but get back to me. Like, get me back to me in the middle of the week. You know, I don't know why you never call me. Get back to me, we'll discuss it. Anyway, so here comes the same thing. What the Rebbe is doing is, so now, we just now explained, you know, the fact that Rebbe says that we're a Metzias Amiti, it's an amazing thing. Why? It's going to give us the full validity that we currently have for ourselves, the full recognition we have for ourselves. We're going to have the same thing, Lossadov. It's amazing why it makes it so much easier that Lossadov is not going to be another Matthias. It's going to be me and you as you know ourselves. We're just going to be that much more smarter. We're going to recognize the Abish also. What's going on?
The way you're learning it is that you're being shoyul that anything else besides us that was created with the Koyach HaAtzmus is not a Metzias Amiti.
In this aspect, the emes which we have, yeah, you're right. The emes which we have as a Yesh HaNivra, you're right. It doesn't, so now, they would be, let's say it clearly, they will all be secondary to us. Everything is going to be secondary to us. But this is something which the Rebbe keeps on telling us, okay, that it's all Torah and it's all Torah in Israel. Okay, so. There will be all secondary to us. Yes, it will. Yeah. Now here comes the thing. So what the Rebbe is telling us,
there's a lot more.
I'm sure I only have one suggestion. Call me and we'll work it out. You know, these things are, it doesn't, you can't really take it in one day. It's not in one moment. It has to be thought over a lot. Just call me and we'll discuss it. From sitting a few minutes, you can't really work, have this all, organized. Okay, let's go. So let's carry on. Let's carry on from here. So the truth, what happened here, what we're saying is, how do we explain what the Rebbe's unique point that she added here, that we emes, how do we explain it? We said because the other double, our matthias is going to be there, as we know about it, as we know ourselves today. It's an amazing chiddush, an amazing accomplishment. But remember, when we say these words, we actually identify with the impossible. This is the same thing we did with Rebbe Das by Neiris Chanukah, the same thing with Shemesh given Doim. The Rebbe takes impossible and assumes impossible. Why is the Rebbe assuming here the impossible? Because mitzad, any logic, if the Eibishter created you, you're not a Metzias Amiti. If you were created by someone else, then you're dependent on him. You cannot be MS the independent, because you're not independent, you were created by the other thing. The whole thing what the Rebbe is saying is, the Eibishter is Kol Yochel, the Eibishter can do everything, so the Eibishter made us as a Metzias Amiti. So what are we, when the Rebbe, are you with me? What we're doing when we discuss these things from the Rebbe, what the Rebbe is actually doing is, we're assuming the impossible. Once you assume the impossible, okay, you can say that we're emes, and the Eibishter is emes, and therefore our mitzvah is going to remain lost at Lavei also. We're assuming the impossible. The same thing with the Rebbe does by Neiris Chanukah. He assumed, by Shemesh be given doim. He assumes the impossible. Okay. Once we've assumed the impossible, we can say, when the whole solar system stopped, it was more teva than when if only the sun would stop. You have assumed impossible. You remember, you're going against regular thinking. Okay. We always know there's nisim alubish and teva. There's nisim which are totally above teva. Here, all of a sudden, the Rebbe is telling us, no, nisim are totally above teva, also have a certain aspect of teva. Here, the Rebbe is so here, once you're assuming the impossible, he's saying nisim also have an aspect of teva. Okay, then you can go forward with everything that the Rebbe is saying. Now, why is it, so let's go.
What does that have to do with?
Why is the Rebbe telling this all to us? Why is the Rebbe discussing it in this way? Which is not the way it was always discussed, because it's all about this thing changing our perception about Golos. Now, one of the best examples would be Yud Beis Tamuz, which we mentioned before. The Rebbe is telling us today, in our current situation where I have a list of examples, which we've discussed many times, we'll take Yud Beis Tamuz, because that is the prime example in the Rebbe's Sichas, this Mamish, the way the Rebbe explains Yud Beis Tamuz is exactly with this explanation. How the Rebbe explains Yud Beis Tamuz? The Rebbe says that, that what the Rebbe is telling us, we're living in it today, in a reality, which is totally impossible. So we're living impossible. Logically speaking, this reality shouldn't exist. What does that mean? We should not be around. We should not be observing Torah mitzvahs. We discussed this many times, right? Fine. And this is the way how the Rebbe explained, and this is what the point the Rebbe brought out by. With then the Gulf War before Chof Ches Nissen, this is what the Rebbe is focusing on, exactly on this. What is he focusing on? The Teva. But let's not focus on that, on the Gulf War. Let's focus on Yud Beis Tamuz. Because this is where the Rebbe brings out very clearly. What the Rebbe said about Yud Beis Tamuz? What's the big ness of Yud Beis Tamuz? Okay, listen. Yud Beis Tamuz is a ness. It's very no problem. Like the Rebbe explains it in other Sichas. Yud Beis Tamuz is like Purim. It was Melubish B'Teva. There was a lot of Hishtadlers, different people put in effort and this thing, the political pull, and all of that to get, it's okay, it was so it was a Lubish and Teva, and so it was the easiest way to explain Yud Beis Tamuz would be to say it's like Purim, and the Rebbe says it in many sikhs, it's like Purim, but then the Rebbe always brings out the Nakuda, no, Yud Beis Tamuz is not in that category, there's something else about Yud Beis Tamuz. In this very same thing, there's another way of looking at it. Or what is it? The Rebbe is, what is it? Why? What's the unique thing of Yud Beis Tamuz here? Those people who arrested the Friedrich Rebbe, they were the ones who set him free. That means, they were the ones who wanted the Friedrich Rebbe out. They were forcing the Friedrich Rebbe out. They wanted him out. They changed. Now, and here's the Rebbe's word, and this is what the Rebbe says about Gimel Tamuz. Did these people change their shittas in any way? Did they change their shittas? They changed their shittas. They stayed, didn't they come any kinder to Yidden because of this story? Did they drop their communist ideals? Or did they come less, Seine Yisrael, Seine Shem? No. They changed in the same people they were, the same shittas. They were forced to go and change their and the Friedrich Rebbe. And this is what we discussed in the past. The way a nest usually works is it breaks the teva. When the nest should affect the teva remaining in its own state should actually go along with the program of Torah Mitzvah. So let the Friedrich Rebbe out. That is a unique thing of Yud Beis Tamas. In other words, in the Sichas of the Rebbe, you'll find the Rebbe will take this, we've discussed it, the Rebbe takes this to Shabbos HaGodol, explains it to Shabbos HaGodol, the Rebbe explains it about Purim. The Rebbe starts, once the Rebbe has like this a certain concept, the Rebbe is going to apply it everywhere. So the Rebbe starts applying this concept everywhere. But the Yutes Kisef for sure. But the prime example is Yud Beis Tamuz. Why? Because Yud Beis Tamuz, what happened by Shabbos HaGadol? Shabbos HaGadol was nine makas before. Then you had the big nest of Shabbos HaGadol. And what happened after that? You had the Kriyas Yamsuf, right? So there are a lot of things which broke the Teva. Friedrich Rebbe, it was, like someone asked me last week, you know, after learning the Sikha of the Rebbe, but the Rebbe explains that they changed their opinion. He says, it's political pressure. What is the big nest? And this is the whole thing. The political pressure can accomplish that what would once upon a time have to be a nest is greater than the nest. And this is the point where the Rebbe is driving to the whole thing of Gula, the whole thing of before Chav Ches Nissen, that today, well, let's not go into the whole thing. But the point is, today you don't need a nest to accomplish anything. Today we're above that. Why? We as normal people, if we do things according to Torah Mitzvahs, the world will go along with us. You don't need to jump out, to go out of the norm.
What
you don't have to jump up. Yeah,
about
yeah.
The fact that Haman had to make the parade for Mordechai?
No, that's not the same category. That's not considered the same category. It's not the same category. But let's not go into it. It's not considered. Because why is it not considered? It's very simply. Because that was coming from Achashverosh.
Okay, and so this political pressure.
Coming from Achashverosh. Therefore, okay. Let me answer it very quickly. This idea which the Rebbe applies to Yud Beis Tamuz, this we just now discussed. This idea of Yud Beis Tamuz, where did it come from? Chassidus? It comes from Chassidus, from Maim of Teir Eiram Purim. Hapesha also, who Hapesha Yitte. Right? Nevertheless, that is the root of it. But remember, Purim was, the Yidden went and killed out many Goyim. Purim, there was a lot of, there is a certain element, the root of this idea, this thinking, comes from the Maimah of Teir Eir, which is about Friedrich Rebbe. And this comes to that moment. Okay, that's the root. But then remember that Purim, there was a lot of things which were defying Teva. Here, by the Friedrich Rebbe, no Babiches went around killing communists. It didn't happen. No, the communists were in power. That's the whole thing that Rebbe always emphasizes. They remained in power, and they had to go along. Now, the Rebbe is saying, nowadays we've gone much further. That was only with the Nazi, the Friedrich Rebbe. Now it's come up a situation where this is now happening, which this is the thing of Chof Ches Nissen, that it's now happening in all the world, that on a global level. Fine. Now, what is this, Rebbe Dovid, are you with me?
Yeah.
What does this affect us? This we get now. Once we identify with, so what the Rebbe is telling us is, with this thing here, that we are today living in a situation of nimnam nenoyes. The impossible has been proven. What is the impossible has been proven? That Yidden can affect Goyim without breaking them to go along with the Yiddish program. Apiteva oilam, a Yid should not go along with, a Goy should not go along with a Yid. Why should he give respect to someone like Reb David, I think, brought up to me recently? Why should a Goy give respect to someone who thinks himself to be higher than him? It's against the Teva. For the Teva of a Goy to go along, which is happening, this story of the Friedrich Rebbe is the initial example, let's say. That is when the new type of Nissim, it's actually started earlier, but Yud Beis Tamuz, the Rebbe says. But the thing is, you see, that is clearly Yud Beis Tamuz, how the Rebbe described Yud Beis Tamuz and everything what happened after the Friedrich Rebbe went over to America, etc., etc. This is when it starts a new type of Ness, where the world, the Ness is happening purely through the channels of Teva. It's where the channels of Teva, and that the Teva now can accomplish what the Ness would accomplish once, and now the Teva can outdo the Ness. Let's not go into all the different things. And now, once we have Now let's get to the conclusion, what we want to get to. Once we have this thing of realizing, what are we assuming now? We're assuming now the impossible. Why are we assuming the impossible? Because impossible is a fact of a reality. Again, the only way how you can come to real, to accept that Nimna Haninois is an absolute reality. Nimna, let's go again. Are you with me, Bishua? Nimna Haninois, Neris Chanukah, yeah, is impossible. This description of the Rebbe Neris Chanukah is impossible, right? Shemesh Begimah Dayan is impossible, let's say. Once the Rebbe is telling us today reality, the situation we live in today is this Nimna Haninois. That means we have the Gilui Atzmus in us. The Nimna noise is there. We're already in there. Okay. So therefore, we today already assume the impossible. Okay. Now we're assuming the impossible. So now the Rebbe is telling us, in the framework of the impossible, what would be more teva and what is less teva? When the whole solar system stopped, or just that stopped. In Eretz Chanukah, says the Rebbe, Nimna noise would be teva. Why? Because the impossible is already assumed. Why is it assumed? Not because logically, we can come to realize Ein Ebel Vade. And we're nothing. To realize, to say that we're a yesh, and the Abish is a yesh, yeah, and we're a mitz, we're an emes a yesh, that is assuming the impossible. So it has a lot of meaning. When it comes to Meshem Sheikh, we're going to be existing. But it's not logical. This is the reason why we can identify with it, because we currently live in a situation where this impossible already been proven. Therefore, we can assume the impossible. Now, based on that, the Rebbe goes back and tells us, if you look in the condition, you take this quote here. Rabbi Yeshua, look at this quote here. Rabbi Yeshua, are you on page number 2? Take it, look at it, because this is important. From lines 10 to 20, yeah, we don't have time to go through all of it. The Rebbe says here very clearly, this is not the Sikha, this is not the Sikha Nun Aleph Nun Beis. This is a Sikha going back from Chedekov test, right? The Rebbe says very clearly, you have the words highlighted on line number, where do you have it? You have on line number 17, the moment the Churban started, that was when the Gula started. You see that there? And the Rebbe adds on line 90 to 20, that not only the Gula in some spiritual aspect, no, here in Elam Zagashmi. What does this mean? Because now once we realize that our current life today is a life where there is Gilei Am Atzmus. That means that Teva is running in a way which in normal circumstances would be impossible. The Goyim should go along with us is something which, on their own accord, on their own logical, from their own selves, without being imposed upon, they should go along is something impossible. From the Torah perspective about the world, that is impossible. The only way that can be done is through Melech HaMashiach. We are now in Golas and it's happening. So this is the impossible. Once we know that this is impossible, we're living in a situation where the impossible has been realized, take a look back at the whole Golas. You'll see how the Lord Golas, through all the years of suffering that we went through, all brought us to this situation. Why do the Goyim respect us? Because they know, because of all the suffering we've gone through, and with the effect we've had upon them, that has brought this situation of today. So now we look back, we can see the Gula developing through all the years. Therefore, the Gula is in the past. This is what the Rebbe said from the moment the Churban happened. Once upon a time, you looked at the Gula. Gula was something in the future. Here, the Rebbe is telling you, look back, you'll see the Gula was always there. Way was not, and the Rebbe explains, once upon a time, we could not realize it, we couldn't identify with it. Now, based on the life situation where we're living now, what we should be realizing that the Gula was always here. So, why is it? Because the impossible has already been recognized. And therefore the Rebbe changes the perspective about Nisim. Nisim all have an aspect of Teva in themselves. Golus always has an aspect of Gula in itself, etc., etc. Just, do you have time to conclude, or would you stop here? I want to just go with this thing of the story of the Chosim. Or you'll do that later. We'll do it afterwards, okay? Should we leave it here, or whatever you say?
What does all that have to do with
the Metzias Amiti? The Metzias Amiti is exactly that. What are we saying? We're recognizing that our Metzias is going to be there. once upon a time, to say that my mitzvah is going to be there, if I'm going to be there, that means I'm defying the Eibishter. You're sitting there in Russia. My mitzvah is going to be there. I'm defying the Eibishter. And now, you can recognize your mitzvah is going to be there, and you're going to realize my mitzvah is because the Eibishter wants me to be a mitzvah. And that's why it's a mitzvah I'm meeting more than this idea of carrying both opposite perspectives and considering both things, which are total, which is impossible to impossible to be, is because we're already living in this situation. In other words, we've come to realize that for me, it's better to identify. Okay, well, let's. I can't think of other words now.
What does it have to do with Mitzvah Samiti?
It has a very lot to do with Mitzvah Samiti, because if you think yourself as a Mitzvah, then you cannot consider that something that you were correct, if you give it legitimacy to your Mitzvah, that's happened in a video of prayer. Once upon a time, to identify with Elokus, with a precondition, you can do Torah Mitzvah, be shame of Torah Mitzvah. If you don't have Bitla Yesh, you can't identify with Elokus. Right? Why can't you identify with Elokus if you don't have Bitla Yesh? Because Yesh in the world negates Elokus, right? So you do Torah Mitzvah, can be a frum yid. You want to have the head in Elokus. At the head in Elokus, you can't have as long as you're a Yesh. And nowadays, when you can see in the world how Hashem is running the world, right? Yeah? So you can have your Yesh, and you can recognize Elokus also. In order to be able to recognize Elokus when you have your Yesh, the Yesh has to be proving Elokus.
Well, why are you taking Mitzvah Samiti as a positive thing?
Of the Nivra? Why are we taking it as a positive thing?
Could be that Mitzvah Samiti as it is menagid to Elokus.
That menagid is, this is the Nakuta. We had this, the menagid is remaining. He's going to identify that the reason why, who's the menagid? Me.
Fine.
That menagid is going to remain. It's going to remain. The reason why I'm a menagid, because maybe she wanted to be a menagid. And I'm going to, and that is not going away. My present, the current feeling, what I have about myself is not going away. It's not going to go. I will be acting differently because I've come to some awareness of the fact that I feel that way is coming from the Eibishter. But that is, my mitzvah is not going away.
No, I'm saying why does Mitzvah Samiti have to be like a big kiddush that couldn't be handled, you know?
Because in the past, very simple, think for a moment. You see, in the past, you want to identify with Elokus. If you give your legitimacy to your Mitzvah, you are depriving yourself of identifying with Elokus. And nowadays, you can give legitimacy to your Mitzvah. Be a ganzer Macher Neulim Hazer. Go in business. Give it. The business is going to show you that you should identify with Elokus. Once upon a time, you went in the business and this and that. It's not showing you. You had to be the high chosid for you to see the Elokus in the business. Today, you don't really have to be the high chosid. You can be the prior person. You go into business, you'll come to see that, you'll come to see Elokus. If once upon a time,
Is a mitzvah that you have to overcome, that you have to break the yesh.
You don't have to break, no, because the way I identify with Elokus, go out to the world, I identify more with Elokus than sitting and davening.
I don't see why mitzvah amiti, this chiddush of mitzvah amiti, I don't see how it supports that necessarily.
Because it
support also that you have to break
you don't have you don't have to break it. You don't.
Why is this the fact that Mitzvah Samiti means I don't have to break it?
You don't have to break it. Yeah.
Why? Why does that mean that?
Take your Mitzvahs and do what is better for
you. Okay, I agree with you, why does this quote from the Rebbe mean that?
Mitzvah Samiti. So you have a second quote. Did that help you? The second quote, about Menagid. About the Menagid. That makes it just a bit clear. This is a very short quote. This is a longer quote.
Oh, yeah. How was it, right?
Yeah, okay. Well, let's get rid of them, okay?
Yeah, it's nice. Yes.